Oh, it's the new year. It's 2019. Look, everybody, there's fireworks and everybody's dancing around and jumping and having a blast. How are you doing? It's me, Natty Bumper Car, and this is the first episode of 2019, which is exciting. Do you know why? Because it means 2018 is over. It's done with. It's in the rearview mirror. Now, listen, I'm not one of those people who says, hey, here's this this time that is now, you know, not arbitrarily, but you understand. Here's this time, and now we're in a new time. I mean, we are in 2019, but it doesn't mean that, like, all my problems from 2018 are done and behind. No, I mean, they're still around, but it's a fresh start. And that's going to give us new perspective to look at this year from different angles and hope that things are better for me and for you. How are you doing, Bumper Podcast? Woo! I'm amazing. And why? Well, it's a story in three acts, ladies and gentlemen. It's about a car. So we have a car, a 1997 Volkswagen Jetta. It has 172,201 miles on it. I love it. It's blue. It's my favorite car. We've had it forever. Forever, ever. And it died. It broke. And it's been kind of on the outs for a while now. But on November 14th, we had a big weird snowstorm here in the Jersey. And my wife was driving this car to the train and back every day. And she was going over some icy snow. And it broke the exhaust system in half. And the exhaust system, if you don't know, on a car, which I'm guessing you do, is you see the little pipes sticking out of the back of the car? That's your muffler. What does your muffler do? It muffles the sound of the air that's coming out of the engine and going out of the back of the car. What's going through those pipes? Well, carbon monoxide. I don't know. But your engine, when it's doing stuff, it's a gas engine, in theory, unless you have a fancy electric car, it creates something called emissions gases, and they're bad. And there's a pipe that goes all the way from the muffler under the car and into the engine, and it connects at something called a catalytic converter. I don't really know what a catalytic converter is, but I do know that it's very expensive to fix, to the tune of $1,800. And this car is worth about $200. So we had to make a decision. Are we going to fix this where we already know that there's a ton of other problems that are going to happen, or move on to something else? Well, we decided that we had to move on to something else. So I put on my best internet sleuth hat and I started looking around for cars that were in our price range. And then I had to expand our price range because I realized that no cars in our price range were going to even work at all. And I looked and it was around the holiday season. So it was kind of a nutty time and I found a car. It was a 2007, I don't know, Rabbit. Another Volkswagen. And because I like Volkswagens. I like how they feel. I like how they drive. I tried having a Honda once. It did not work out well for me. So Volkswagen, yay. Just please be good. Here's the thing with Volkswagens. They're great. Unless they're not. And if they're not, ooh, it's going to be a rough ride. But I found this car. I messaged the guy and I said, hey, I'd like to take a look at your car. And he was like, cool, come over now, basically. And I was like, I was going to come over Thursday, but all right, I'll come over tonight. And I had the kids with me and I show up and we're looking at the car and the guy's like, you want to go for a test drive? And I was like, yeah, here, my kids are in the back. I'll just throw them in the back of this. And the kids were like, wow, what's this new car? This is fun. Yay. And, you know, being kids. And, got their seatbelts on, started the car. It had a few little minor dings on it that I was like, you know, whatever. We can work on that. We can talk about pricing, whatever. Drove the car around. Seemed great. And I was like, cool. So tomorrow I'll schedule and I'll take the car to the dealership. And he was also, I forgot, he was really weird. So when you test drive a car, one of the things I like to do is I go to a parking lot and I turn the wheel all the way to the left and I do a little circle. And then I go all the way to the right and then I do another circle. And the guy was like, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this?" And I was like, "Hey, I'm testing the CV joints because on old Volkswagens, sometimes they'll make noises. They'll make scratching noises if they're about to go, and they'll make popping noises if they're basically done." And he's like, "Well, it's not making any noises." Like, really aggressive. And I was like, "Okay, chill. I had to test it. I'm test driving this car." And so he was a little weird about that. And then I said, "All right, Walter." And he was like, "All right, fine." The next day, he messages me, and he's like, "Hey, you're not taking the car anywhere. It doesn't have insurance, and you shouldn't have even have driven the kids around in it, and that's it." And I was like, "Okay, cool. I cannot buy a car without having a mechanic take a look at it. I'll see if I can get a mechanic to come to your house." And he was like, "Why don't you have a mechanic come to my house?" And I was like, "That's what I just said." And then I found out through a friend that you can get temporary insurance. Essentially, I would add that car to my insurance for a day, get it checked out. And if it works, great. Keep it on the insurance. And if not, drop it from the insurance. It's called temporary insurance. And so I said, "Hey, I figured this out. I'll pay for it. I'll set it up, yada, yada." And he came back with, he was just like, "You're making this really difficult. You know this car is good." And I was just like, "But I don't know that it's good. I'm not a mechanic." And he was just like, "Here's the price. You either pay it or you have, you stop bothering me," kind of thing. And I was like, whoa. All right. Relax. I just wanted to have the car checked out before I put my sweet wife in it. You know, no need to. Sorry if I was being difficult by having the car checked out. And he was, you know, didn't even respond. All right, so moved on from that situation. Then I found a car at a dealer, and I was like, okay, dealers stand behind their cars, and that seems like a good deal. And I went up and I test drove it the day I found it. Seemed great. So I said to the wife, "Let's go look at it." 2 days later, it was a Friday, went up there with the wife and the kids, put them in, drove around with a guy, and we're like, "All right, this is good. This seems like a good little car." It was a 2012 Golf, another Volkswagen. And, you know, everything seemed great. And she's driving it, and she was like, "I like it. This is a good little car." And we got 3 minutes from being back at the dealer when the guy from the car dealership who was in the car with us got a call. And he's like, "What? Really? Okay. Okay." Click. "Hey, guys, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but this car just sold." And I was like, "Wait, what? The car that we're in right now?" And he was like, "Yeah." I was like, how could that even happen? How is that possible?" And he was like, "Well, it's sold." And I was like, "Okay." So we moved on. And then the next car, so I found another car. This is a few days later. You know, there's a few days in between all these things because I'm hunting around. I'm looking at all the websites. And so I found a 2008 Rabbit. And low miles, good price. And I was actually eating some Chinese food, and I emailed the guy. So it's like, "Hey, I'm interested in seeing this car. I'd love to see this car. If it's a car, is this car? Car?" I just kept saying car. And then I was just like, "Oh," I said send, and I was like, "Ah," and I had to send another email. It's like, "I'm so sorry, I just totally forgot. But could you send me the VIN? I would like to research the car a little bit." And then I forget what it was. But I sent him three emails within the span of 8 minutes because I was so giddy. And he I was just like, "Ah, I'm so sorry. I'm coming across weird. But, you know, this thing." And I was just like, you know, send it out into the universe. And then a couple hours later, the guy was like, "Hey, here's the VIN. Car's available. You know, yada, yada." And I was like, "Awesome." And so I even emailed him. And I was just like, "You know, hey, great." And I went and researched it, and I was like, "It looks like it checks out. And would it be okay if, you know, I come and test drive it? And, you know, would you be cool with me taking it to a mechanic to have him check it out? I see from, you know, the report that I ran that you take it to the mechanic that I go to. So I could just take it back over there." And he responded with, "Of course, I would never buy a car without having someone check it out. And I was just like, oh, what a different story. This is so weird. Oh, and I totally forgot. The first guy, the not so great guy, when I sent him a message and I said, can I have the VIN? And the VIN, here's your lesson for today, Bumper Podcasteers, is the vehicle identification number. And it's usually located under the front, the windshield of your car, in front of the driver, kind of the right in the front up there. It's this little metal plate that has this, like, it's like the serial number of the car. And sometimes people say, hey, what's the VIN number of your car? Well, that's a silly thing to say, because since it's vehicle identification number, then what they're really saying is vehicle identification number. Come on, dude. It's just the VIN. So the first guy, when I was like, hey, what's the VIN? He was like, why would you want that? Like, super like, hey. And I was just like, whoa. I gotta research the car, dude. Relax. It should have been, that was the first red flag. Anyway, the new guy, amazing. And then I showed up at his house. And it was a giant house. And I was like, oh, this sweet little car had such a nice life. And he opens the door and he's wearing a Georgia Tech sweatshirt. Now, if you don't know it about me, I'm from Georgia. Now, if you don't know it about me, my grandfather was the governor of Georgia who helped found Georgia Tech. And if you don't, and there's a building there called, in my last name, Hall. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's a bumper car, obviously. And also, my best friend, who I've known since I was 3 years old, went to Georgia Tech. And so I said all this to him. I was just like, ah, you went to Georgia Tech? Yeah. And I was like, blah, 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 blah. And I went, ah, you know what? I went to Georgia. And I turned around and walked away. And he was like, what? And I was like, ah, I'm just kidding. Jokes. We got jokes. And we had a rapport right from the get. And he was like, all right, I'll get the keys. You know, go check it out. I was like, okay. Best friend. New best friend. And so I went, I looked at the car. And we're driving, you know, and it looks good. It has, you know, again, a few dings. It's an 11-year-old car. It's fine. And we're driving around. And he's Georgia Tech, they're engineers. And I'm like, ooh, engineers take care of things. This car's gonna be well maintained. And I'll tell you something in a minute. But so we're driving around and, you know, just chatting it up. And I was telling him about the first guy. And he was like, of course you gotta get the car looked at. And I was like, oh, I know. And his attitude was so completely different. And the car was great. And it had four doors, which the other two only had two doors, which we have, you know, kids. So that would have made it difficult. And I was like, well, awesome. This seems great. How about if I call tomorrow and see if I can... Oh, no, that was on Christmas Eve that I looked at the car. So I said, how about I'll call on Wednesday and, you know, organize to have the car looked at the mechanic. He was like, of course. And so Wednesday I call and I was like, hey, you know, can I bring the car in? And they were like, yeah, of course. So then I sent him a message. I had the time, and I was like, hi. I talked to the mechanic. They said they can see the car at 1:30. So here are some options. Let me know if you can think of any others. The first one is, you know, you can meet me there. The second one is, I can come drop my car off at your house and take this car over to the mechanic. The third one is, we can meet there, and then I can drive you back home and pick you up when the time is done. The fourth one is, I forgot, like, I gave him all these options, right? And he was like, I'll just meet you there. Like, he was clearly like, hey, crazy, I'll just meet you there. And I was like, perfect, great. So we get there, and it's only, you know, it's supposed to take an hour. And we get there, and they were like, you don't have an appointment. And I was like, I called this morning. I do have an appointment, but I really do. And they were like, okay, we'll fit you in. Well, what they did was they put us at the back of the list. And so an hour and a half later, I was like, I'm going to go check. And he was like, yeah, do that. And they were like, hey, two more cars in front of you. And the thing from the look of the car was an hour. And I was like, oh no. So I had to keep apologizing to the guy. I'm sorry. And he was like, that's okay. Look at this. And this is what I talk about being an engineer and being organized. He's like, look. And he brought this out of his bag. I brought this. It was a stack of papers with every single maintenance that had been done on the car since he got the car. He's like, oh, look at this. This is where we changed some tires. Look at this. This is a new windshield wiper here. Oh, look at this. He had every single receipt with every itemized thing on it so you could see the entire history of the car. It was bananas. And it made for some good reading. You know, I was like, oh, what's this code? And he's like, I don't know. You know, because nobody knows. So anyway, Everything worked out. And then so I said, great. And the next day, I had to go to the bank, get a stack of cash out, which was terrifying. It was more cash than I'd ever gotten out. And took it to his house. And we had like a meeting in the car. He was like, look it over again. And I was like, okay. And I'm walking around the car. And I find a giant nail in the tire of the car. He was like, oh, you know what? Take a couple hundred off. And I was like, okay. I was like, I was going to haggle with you, but now I don't feel like I need to. Great job. So, you know, I got to get a new tire, but that's fine. So we're sitting in the car, and, you know, I'm counting cash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever, and, you know, filling out the title. And then I had to drive over to the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, in Wayne, New Jersey, and hang out in line with all this paperwork. And I transferred the title to my name, got the car registered, and then came home, showed the wife, showed the kids, changed the tags from the old car over, and now old car is going to get donated. Sweet, sweet old car. That's going to be a hard day. That's going to be a depressing day, because this has been a big year. Last year was a big year of change. So seeing this car drive off into the sunset will be bittersweet. That's for sure. So anyway, that's my new year. We have a new little old car, little rabbit. Doesn't have a name yet. We have to figure out a name for it. But fingers crossed that it's a good car. Seems like it is. Fingers crossed. And so what did you learn from this episode of the Bumper Podcast? You go test drive a car. Do it during the day, not at night, so you can see everything. Get the Carfax. If you get the VIN, you can get the Carfax. It's $39. It shows you the entire history of the car, which is awesome. When you get a car and you like it, and it's a good price, make sure that the car is, the title is in the name of the person who is selling you the car. The first car, it wasn't. It was in his daughter's name, which would have led to some confusion. And then make sure that they let you take it to a mechanic to have it checked out. Don't take it to their mechanic. Take it to your mechanic or a third party. What is a third party? That's somebody other than their mechanic. If they don't let you look at it or take it to a mechanic, just walk away. There's a million cars out there, a million, maybe a million and one. And if they're pushy or if they're aggressive, walk away. All right? You don't want what they're selling. Don't get your heart set on a car. Go in there like, yeah, maybe I could take this car. Maybe I won't. And then just go from there. It's good. This has been Car Talk. This has been Bumper Podcast, Advice Time, Car Buying, New Year, New Vroom Vroom. And yeah, so hey, again, want to thank the Shining Wizards Network for having the Bumper Podcast on it. You guys are awesome. And here's looking to good things this year. Okay, kid, check you. Whoa!